Chris Winston, the Chief Marketing Officer with Special Olympics Illinois. Chris, it's a pleasure to have you on this afternoon.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We are less than an hour from things getting kicked off. 6 o'clock, the start of Special Olympics this afternoon in Illinois. And Chris, I know you got a few things you want to get out there. First and foremost, you're still looking for volunteers. We've got to let people know that.
Yes, yeah. We've got so many athletes coming to Bloomington Normal in the next few days and coaches and whatnot. We'd like to put an extra call out for those who in the community that really, really want to help us. And we're looking for volunteers, to come out Saturday to join us to help at any one of our events. We've got two shifts, one at 7 a.m. and one at 11:30 a.m. And if you're interested, please come out to our volunteer central tent, which is just north of the track at ISU campus. And you'll sign up, and the good folks there will take care of you and sign you to a great venue.
Very good. And what does it look like for someone that does want to volunteer? I mean, how intensive is it? Can you kind of choose how long you're going to be out there?
Again, the shifts are about 3 to 4 hours, about 4 hours. And the volunteers, the folks working at the Volunteer Central, are really great about understanding and asking the questions about, how much or how little you want to be involved. So if you've never done it and you're not sure, trust me, there's something for you to do, and it's a great way to really enjoy working with the athletes. Again, you can jump straight in or take it easy. Either way, there's something for you to do.
Outstanding. Plenty of ways to get involved. And again, we mentioned this is kicking off at 6 o'clock tonight. And what are tonight's events going to look like, Chris? I know we've got Illinois Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti going to be making an appearance.
Yes. Tonight is our, Sam, is our kickoff really of the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
At our Tribute Park, which is, when you come down to our headquarters, it's on the east side of our headquarters on 605 East Willow. It's from 6 to 8, we're going to have our Tribute Park reception. And what we do there is it's a dedication of Special Olympics Illinois volunteers, sponsors, and supporters who help our over 22,600 athletes in the state of Illinois. And we're blessed to have Lieutenant Governor of Illinois, Evelyn Sanguinetti, will be there speaking and celebrating with the volunteers and the athletes. So it should be a nice kickoff to the next, 3 to 4 days.
Oh, great. And just talk about the event itself. I know that's a very broad question to ask of you, but first of all, how long have you been involved with Special Olympics Illinois?
Myself, I've been involved, this will be my fifth year. It was a four-year stint, and I came back in October as Chief Marketing Officer, so this will be my fifth year. I had a brother who was an athlete who passed away in 1999.
Wow.
And I was in the for-profit world and, volunteered in his memory for, 7 years, and then thought, I got to put my money where my mouth is, and, jumped in for 4 years and then left for a while. Now I'm back. But this event is great. It's of the 175 events, competitions that we hold throughout the year, this is by far the largest. We've got over 4,200 athletes, up 128 from last year, so we're up over last year. We've got over 2,000 coaches registered as well. And there's six sports. There's aquatics, which takes place at Normal West High School, track and field, which is at ISU Track, bocce, which is at the ISU Soccer Stadium, gymnastics at Horton Fieldhouse and Normal West High School as well, and then powerlifting, which is at the Kingsley Junior High School, and then soccer, which is at the ISU Intramural Fields. And they start tomorrow at noon, throughout the afternoon, and then we kick it off bright and early Saturday morning. Saturday's really the big day, from 7 in the morning till 3 or 4 in the afternoon. It's fascinating. It's of this 175 competitions throughout the state, it is by far the largest we have. It's our state competition. And much like, I liken what we do to the IHSA, where schools will be in their conferences and they will compete at a local level. And when they win the conference, they play in a regional and they work their way up to the state championship. And that's what happens here, where athletes who have won gold medals, we've got 18 area spring games, which happen in late April and early May. The ones who win at their local level, they move in that sport, they win gold, they move up to state championships. So much like you'd see in high school or any other competition, that's how the athletes here proceed into the state championships this weekend.
Oh, and you know, when you mentioned the athletes, there's just I had used to swim for Redbird Swim Club here in town, and we would often send volunteers to the event. And when you see the amount of pride a lot of these athletes feel, and just the joy on their faces, I mean, is it safe to say that's what this is all about?
Oh, it's amazing. I've always said, especially because I had a brother who was one. To me, the athletes are angels on earth. They really are. We at Special Olympics, we really work hard at what we do, and you really, to go out to a competition and to be, watch the volunteers who, you know, do it for free, and this literally, if you just kind of just by yourself just meander your way over to a group of athletes, they will congregate over to you as well, and they'll probably give you a hug, and they'll have a discussion, and all they do is give you a really, really good vibe. And you walk away there with a great feeling. And tomorrow, if I can throw in there, Sam, if you want a really great feeling, tomorrow night is our opening ceremonies at Hancock Stadium. It starts at 8 o'clock, and it's where we honor all 4,200 athletes. And I would bet there's probably going to be 12,000 to 15,000 people in Hancock Stadium, and it takes place from 8 to probably 9, 9:30, and it's free to the public to come down. And this is another great way, if you're not sure what to do or how to volunteer, or you're a little trepidatious about doing it, you know, come down on Friday night and just kind of grab a seat and watch what happens at Hancock Stadium, because if you are not moved when you leave there, or any moment you're not moved, then something's, you got to take a pulse, because something's wrong with you. Because it's a really, really great experience. We've added a lot of entertainment to this year as well. We've got bands and dancers and all sorts of fun stuff, and it'll be a really fun event.
That's so cool.
And also, if you want to experience the athletes as well, we've got our dance. It's on Saturday. It takes place. The Victory Dance is held in Uptown Normal from 7:30 on Saturday, right downtown. We block off the street. The athletes love to dance, and it's a great opportunity for the community to just come and commiserate and hang out with the athletes. Because what's really important with Sam with Special Olympics is there's two things that are going on, and one is born of the other. And, you know, we're all about competition. We're all about sport and competition and holding the athletes accountable for what they do on the field as well, because that translates over to life. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, what's come out of this, too, is a social mission of unification and inclusion. The volunteers, the employees, the folks who come out, these are the non-intellectually disabled peers that are there right alongside the athletes. So we really promote a voice of unification. I mean, today we had a lot of volunteers helping set up, and a lot of those were, you know, football players from the ISU football team, you know, pitching in and helping out. Mm-hmm. And the unification of the non-intellectually disabled peer with their athletes is really, really important social mission that we try to push as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, we mentioned the number of athletes, you know, talking about possibly 4,200 athletes. Despite that large number, what I've always heard about the Special Olympics, I mean, it's kind of like a giant family. I mean, is that an accurate depiction of it?
It really is. Yeah, it really is. It is a giant family, and what you find interesting is, and I really find this interesting, being here for 4 years, leaving and coming back. The first 4 years I was here, there were athletes that I really became endeared to, and I still am. And there are athletes now that I come back to that I didn't know who were competing 5 years ago, but I didn't know. And they're brand new to me, and I'm endearing myself to them as well. And everyone's got those stories. Everyone's got the stories with their athletes. I mean, we're broken up into 18 areas that cover every inch of the state. And everyone's run by an area director, and to talk to these area directors about, you know, somebody down in Crete, Illinois, or out in Galena, or in Chicago, or in these great stories. I mean, nothing's better than being in the office during the week and just listening to other colleagues talk about the experience they had over the weekend, because you pick up on so many great stories about, you know, endearing topics.
Mm-hmm. Well, the aspect of Special Olympics, and you kind of hit on it with, you know, the Victory Dance happening on Saturday, but it's not all just about the competition. I mean, there's a lot of other things happening throughout the weekend. Can you think of any other specifics, some residual things happening throughout the weekend?
Yeah, there are. You know, we are born of Special Olympics. you know, is our athlete leadership. Mm-hmm. You know, Special Olympics brought the athletes in the late 60s and 70s out of the home and onto the field, and now we bring them onto the field into the high school, and they're going to college, and they're working. So, you know, you will see our athlete leaders walking around. We have a families program that's really, really important that we celebrate. One of the sports that we have also is a unified competition, which kind of speaks to that social mission, Sam, mm-hmm. where our sport of bocce, we have about 132 people competing. Half of those, 66, are athletes, and 66 are their non-intellectually disabled peers, and they compete as a pair. So we call that a unified sport. The unified sport this weekend is bocce. We've also got something, and here's something also born out of Special Olympics. We've got our healthy athlete programs. We've got four. One is an Opening Eyes, which is a program that provides athletes with vision screenings, and if needed, they'll actually walk out with eyewear right then and there. Our Healthy Hearing, which offers, obviously, hearing tests for earwax and middle ear tests that are performed by volunteer professionals right there. These all take place right in Redbird Arena as well. We have Special Smiles that offers free dental screenings and oral health information. We also have Fun Fitness, which is a physical therapy program. And born of all this is something not only we do in Illinois, but we do in the United States and globally. Guess what? Guess who is the largest health organization in the world for the intellectually disabled? Special Olympics.
Really?
Because of our healthy athlete program.
Wow, that's
it's amazing. And a part of that, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
We've got our health pavilion, which will be on the north side of Redbird Arena. That'll be open from noon to four tomorrow, and from 9 to 4 on Saturday. And it's an air conditioned tent for families and coaches and athletes, where they can learn about preventative health care, such as sun safety, nutrition, hygiene, heart health, personal safety, and whatnot. So there's a lot going on other than competition, but certainly the competition is the most important.
Yeah, a lot of incredible work out there. And just with the size and scope of this, I mean, talk about, and we're fairly quickly, we got a couple minutes here, but talk about just the way you're able to get this all together. I know it takes a ton of volunteers. It takes a lot of partnership. What does that look like? How do you put all this together?
Oh, God. This would be a problem. I'm in the marketing side, but all the credit goes to our program services department, and they do all the work, and they know how to marshal volunteers. I mean, I give them the credit because they are tireless and put in together events. When they're done with an event and it goes flawlessly, they still sit down and figure out how they can do it better.
Wow.
And they do, and they're amazing with the hours that they put in. And right now they're like here early and working late. But what they will say is, we couldn't do it if we didn't marshal the over 2,000 volunteers that'll be here this weekend. Or we have over 45,000 volunteers throughout the state, and 2,000 will be here this weekend. So, and a lot of these volunteers, Sam, they've done this year after year. So it's like you hear the stories about, oh yeah, Joe Smith, he just runs aquatics at West High School, or Tom Jones, he runs the track. We just hand it over to him. He's been doing it for 15 years, and he just knows how to run it, and we just let him do it. So if it wasn't for the great job the program services does, and how they not only know how to do their job, but how do they know how to marshal the volunteers, then that we wouldn't have any success, because they've been great.
That's fantastic. Chris Winston, our guest, Chief Marketing Office with Marketing Officer with Special Olympics Illinois. Chris, anything you'd like to add before we head to break?
No, not right now. We start at noon tomorrow, and it concludes on noon on Sunday. And again, really making a push for those of you. And I know how it is. A lot of times people are trepidatious about volunteering, and really sometimes they just don't know how to interact with the athletes. Mm-hmm. Trust me, it's not that hard. It's not hard at all. So, and if you come down to Volunteer Central, again, we have the 7 a.m. shift or 11:30 a.m. shift on Saturday. If you come down and just talk to the volunteers who are registering you in, give them an idea what you're looking for. You will find the right thing, and it will work out for you, even if it's cheering on athletes or just handing out water or something.
Yeah.
But there's something for you if you want to do it.
Excellent. Incredible opportunity to get some volunteering. And that, again, is Chris Winston, Chief Marketing Officer with Special Olympics Illinois. Chris, we appreciate you taking the time. You're doing fantastic work out there, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you for the time.